Title: Supreme Court clarifies a day rate does not meet the FLSA salary basis test, even for highly compensated employees. Content: The Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938, FLSA, created the right to a minimum wage and overtime pay. The FLSA also provides exemptions to overtime pay requirements for certain employees. Under the bona fide executive exemption, highly compensated employees are exempt from overtime if performing at least one qualifying job duty. However, on February 22, 2023, the United States Supreme Court, in its 6-3 decision in Helix Energy Solution Group Incorporated v. Hewitt, clarified that highly compensated employees paid on a day rate do not qualify for this exemption because a day rate does not satisfy the salary basis test. The bona fide executive exemption for highly compensated employees, the FLSA guarantees overtime pay to covered employees who work more than 40 hours in a workweek. An exemption exists, however, for bona fide executives, administrators, or professionals who meet one of two separate and slightly different rules, one applying to lower-income employees and the other to higher-income ones. Under the general rule, to qualify for this exemption, a three-part test must be met. 1. The salary basis test, meaning the employee receives a predetermined and fixed salary that does not vary with the amount of time worked. 2. The salary level test, meaning the employee must earn in excess of $684 per week, $455 at the time litigation in Helix began. And 3. The job duties test, meaning the employee manages the enterprise, directs other employees, and exercises the power to hire and fire. However, a second rule applies to highly compensated employees, HCE, who earn at least $107,432 in annual compensation, $100,000 at the time litigation in Helix began. Under this HCE rule, both the salary basis and salary level test remain the same. However, the HCE only needs to meet one of the three job duties requirements, i.e., the employee either manages the enterprise, or directs other employees, or exercises the power to hire and fire. If either the general or HCE rule is satisfied, an employee may be exempt from overtime pay requirements. Helix Energy Solution Group Incorporated v. Hewitt and Helix. Michael Hewitt, a former toll pusher on an oil rig, sued his former employer, Helix Energy Solutions Group Incorporated, Helix, in federal court, alleging he was misclassified as overtime exempt because he was paid on a day rate. Hewitt's schedule consisted of daily 12-hour shifts for 28-day hitches, resulting in a typical 84-hour workweek. Despite exceeding 40 hours in a workweek, Hewitt was not paid overtime. Helix argued Hewitt was exempt from overtime as an HCE under the bona fide executive exemption. First, Hewitt's day rate compensation structure came out to over $200,000 in annual compensation, making him an HCE. Second, his day rate was between $963 and $1,341, meaning that even if Hewitt only worked one day, his compensation far exceeded the $455 weekly salary level test. Third, as a toll pusher, Hewitt had a supervisory role, meeting the job duties test. The district court held in Helix's favor. However, the Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit reversed, deciding Helix could not satisfy the salary basis requirement of the exemption because Hewitt was not paid a predetermined salary on a weekly or less frequent basis. The Supreme Court, in an opinion authored by Justice Kagan, affirmed the decision of the Fifth Circuit, holding that a day rate employee does not fall within the salary basis provision. As the basis for its decision, the court relied on 29 CFR Section 541.602A, which sets out the salary basis test. Section 541.602A states salary basis means an employee regularly receives each pay period on a weekly or less frequent basis, a predetermined amount, which amount is not subject to reduction because of variations in the quality or quantity of the work performed. The court held that under a day rate compensation structure, an employee is not receiving a predetermined amount on a weekly or less frequent basis. Additionally, given an employee on a day rate is not compensated for days they do not perform work, their pay necessarily varies with the quantity of work performed. With no steady and predictable stream of pay, the court determined a day rate employee is not paid on a salary basis and is thus entitled to overtime. The court also clarified that too.